August. It's prime vacation getaway month. So having completed my little getaway last weekend, let me share with you a small sample of where some of our GeoQuiz texting game players are going. Garrett's hiking the Mont Blanc circuit in France. Andrew from Boise is bound for Amman, Jordan to play rugby and learn Arabic. Nice. Kathleen is going to Ukraine to visit Chernobyl. I hear it's semi-safe now. And Jake in Los Angeles is heading to New Zealand to compete in an international dodgeball competition. Cool stuff, people. So, with summer travels in mind, here's the quiz. Where can you sit on a beach with palm trees and still enjoy a view of the Eiffel Tower? Keep in mind there are no ocean waves anywhere near the Champs-Élysées, and we're not thinking of Las Vegas. Use your imagination. The answer's a minute away. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Okay, so today's GeoQuiz asks, where can you sit on a beach and still enjoy a view of the Eiffel Tower? It's not a trick question. The answer is Paris. Hello. Okay, Paris isn't a seaside city, but in the summer, it masquerades as one. Jake Siganero has a story.
Every August, Paris empties out. But if you walk down to the Seine, you'll see palm trees, umbrellas, lounge chairs, and sand beaches lining the riverbank. And people. The seaside motif is part of the 12th annual Paris Plage, an urban oasis that's free to the public. It's a tourist draw, but for Parisians who can't afford to go anywhere in the current economic climate, Paris Plage is the next best thing to a summer getaway.
You almost feel like you're on holiday.
Elena Najdawi is originally from Nice, and the urban beach here reminds her of her Mediterranean hometown.
This place is like, it's not a beach, but for me it's like, oh, it's great. Whenever you have sun in Paris, all the people are crazy, like, oh, it's sun. So, yeah, you enjoy it.
Even though the Paris city government has cut the beach budget in recent years, it still trucks in 5,000 tons of sand for the urban oasis.
Oui, alors écoutez, je crois que la crise...
That's Damien Massey, head of Paris Plage at the mayor's office. He says the economic crisis is all the more reason to offer free activities to everyone. Léonard Monet and his family live in the 20th arrondissement. He can't afford to take his kids on vacation this year, so he's brought them to Paris Plage to relax.
It's so hot at home, we wanted to get some fresh air, to enjoy the beautiful view and to see all the people and tourists. So we're walking around Paris. Just because we live here doesn't mean we know everything about the city.
Along the half mile of urban beach, there are also pop-up cafes, ice cream vendors, and musicians. And since no beach is complete without volleyball, the city has also installed a four-net sand court just in front of City Hall. Jonas Bastia has come to play volleyball with friends every weekend since Paris Plage opened last month. It's great for the tourists, he says. But truth be known, the Parisians stuck in the city are the ones who get the most out of Paris Plage. Besides, where else can you sit on the beach and still have a view of the Eiffel Tower? For The World, I'm Jake Siganero, Paris.
You can see beach volleyball by the Seine in our slideshow at theworld.org.